This is the Young Investor for the New Investor podcast, and today my portfolio value is $49,888.15. Now, there's been a drop since yesterday, mainly due to the Bank of America stock, which lost 3.41%. yesterday. At times we are unable to really understand why a stock from one day to the next may have taken value 48 hours ago by 4% and has dropped immediately the day after by another 3.41%. So these fluctuations are completely normal in the stock market, and it is to be expected. What you need to keep in mind is really your long-term objective when you decided to purchase that stock. I'm sure you've done your homework and you've determined that you've paid a fair price for it and it is a solid company. You should look at the long term and not the short term or the day to day. The day to day may trigger something emotional inside of you, and you may do a big sell of your whole position just because the stock has lost a little bit of value overnight. So you need to be very careful with that. Just stick to your objective and you'll be fine. Now, my portfolio value, I can now very easily see it. Again, I do advise you to download the Yahoo Finance app and just enter on there all of your holdings, so it gives you a view, an overall view of your portfolio performance. Now, what I would like to talk about today is another app that I have advised you to download before. It's called the Pocket Expense. As I said before, you need to change your attitude towards money and how you spend your money. To do that, you need to be able to track your expenses, and you need to be able to set a few budgets so that you know exactly where you stand. But how I do it is that I set my budget for the whole year, months by months. My situation, which is maybe a little bit different, as I am an expatriate, I am a hotelier, so I do not have some of the expenses that you may have in a city. But please account for all of your fixed expenses. Put that into your app and into the budget, and have a look at the end of the year of the objective that you need to achieve. In my particular case, if I look at the objective I have at the end of the year, after I have entered all my income and all my budgeted expenses, I do not count expenses, but I also count the expenses that goes actually into my investment. On my day-to-day account, it's counted as an expense, but it is actually transferred into another account, which in this case is an investment and accounted for into the net worth. So the overall value of my account particularly will be $114,639 by the end of the year. And if I remember properly, when I did my first episode, I did say that I started with $2,600, and we're talking a year or so ago, a year and 4 months approximately ago. So you can do it. It's not difficult. All you need to do is stay disciplined. So this app allows you to have that discipline, and it allows you to see where you stand on months by months. So in my case, if I take one of the most upcoming, which is April, my salary is $7,700, so I account for this into my only source of income, which is this for the moment. And then we spend, usually we have a $900 budget for day-to-day expenses, groceries and things like that, which usually compared to how much we were allocating back in Bangkok, when I talked that we were spending more than 55% of our salary into, you know, items we may not need, we drastically cut that off, and we are very much able to live with $900, especially in a country in Asia. Then 7% of my salary goes immediately into the joint investment program with my company. So it's 7% goes into buying stocks of my company, and my company matches that with another $539, which goes again to buy stock of my company. So that is in total, an investment of $1,000 and about $80 per month that goes immediately into that joint investment program. And I have accounted for my other investment that I do on monthly basis without fail by paying myself first is about $5,000 that I send to my brokerage account. Now, sometimes I do not meet $5,000 target. Sometimes unplanned expenses and I reach $4,500. But the important is that you never fail to pay yourself first, however the amount it is. And then obviously we have a credit card, my wife and I, that we use not only in case of emergency, but also when we have planned a trip and we need some of the items that, you know, we buy because they bring value to our lives. Let's say my wife would buy cosmetics because she is a woman that likes to take care of herself and it is very important for her, then obviously we would spend the money. For me, if I need a few clothes because I need to, I need them, and you know, I will actually spend the money. We should not be afraid to do that. So I usually allocate about $500 on that card. Now, it is not a credit card per se, it is a charge card. So I have an American Express, which allows me to, and I know how much I can spend on it, and actually I just pay for it at the end of the month, and I had already accounted for that expense, so I know perfectly where I stand. There's no ambiguity, and I just pay at the end of the month. So in total, there is a mix of expense and investment, but if you look at the proportion, 75% of what I make goes into my investment plan. Why? Because I want to reach the objective of $114,000 at the end of this year. And if you stick to that plan and you're disciplined, you will make it. For that, surround yourself with some tools such as the Pocket Expense app. Now, it doesn't matter how much you make. It doesn't matter how much you can save. The important is you should save and invest with the money you save. If you get a promotion and you get a higher salary, do not increase your expenses in proportion of your salary increase. On the contrary, keep your expenses as they were, and whatever you make more, reinvest it immediately into your brokerage account. Now, the other objective that I would love to have is another source of income and not depend on one source of income for the rest of my life. So I started, as I told you in the beginning, I'm investing only in stocks that produce dividends. And it takes time to build a proper portfolio that pays you substantial dividends from which you can live off. Obviously, it takes a very long time, but at least it's a start, and at least it is producing some kind of income. What you could do with that is that at the end of each year or every quarter, as you wish, whatever dividend you have made through your stock, reinvest them in buying other stocks, and that would be basically buying free stocks, and it's some kind of a compounding effect that you create on your own portfolio. Now, the figure of $114,000, that is my objective at the end of the year, it is not accounting for the value that you've created through your portfolio. Your portfolio may grow, but if the economy is great and the stock market has produced a great year, at times you can make 5%, 6% more. And that is not negligible, and that is certainly more than what a bank can offer for you. So keep it up, and there is ways for you to build wealth, and they are not difficult, and I am very pleased that I have an opportunity to share that with you, from a working man to another, working man or woman. We know how difficult life can be, and we know we work hard. We didn't get to our positions easily, but once you get that disposable income, you need to be smart about it. So I wish everybody a great day, and keep up the great work, and thank you for listening.